Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money
at Menards. Hello and welcome to another episode of Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage and this is...
Fat Chick Angel!
And we're here for Banger, 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 Banger!
Let's do it all first.
Podcast all 2020. Smash that like button. Subscribe to the show. 5 stars on your podcast app. It's a lot to talk about today.
Yes, it's going to be a banger of a show.
Notification gang.
Bang. First things first, before we go on.
Yes.
Chadwick Boseman.
Come on.
We love you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I can only talk about this now because I have cried.
Oh, did it take
you want an angel? The worst thing happened. We're at the comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
My son, who is... the doggone bearer of the worst news. Isaiah texts me about Kobe.
Yeah.
Mid-shoot.
Yeah.
He texts me about Chadwick Boseman, and I was equally as like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So I look, and I'm like.
Yeah.
But I had to like compress my thoughts
to be
because it was in the middle
of the show
and I still have to do it.
This was as CP went up. I will not forget.
Yes. I'm literally like.
Mm-hmm.
What? Just like Kobe. Like, so unexpected.
So shocked.
So, I compressed myself. We talked about it a little when I got home, Melissa and I, but we were, like, all on the verge of, like, tears. The next day, I ingested every video, picture, story.
You did that to yourself.
I tortured myself with how... much I love Chadwick Boseman. Yeah. I didn't even realize how much I love Chadwick Boseman until that moment.
Yeah.
Like he just, Melissa shared a story when she met him in a grocery store a year or so ago and she was just like, Chadwick Boseman! She just literally, she was so embarrassed because she was so excited. And he smiled just at a rouse out here. And I'm like, what Chadwick doing out of here? We are regular folk out here. We blue-blooded industry folk.
Right.
We had not made it. And this day, at that rouse, that's regular folks' rouse.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was so kind. And I had seen a lot of his interviews before and I watched them, but they meant so much different then. And I cried warm tears. I was out in the backyard. I almost just got in the pool just so I couldn't tell the difference of the water.
The water and the tears. Didn't want to know which
just
one.
Like inside, outside of my ducks.
Yeah.
The thing that I most want to say, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
The fact, two things. One, how people talked about him when he went live a while back.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not going to repeat any of the insults. But people just be, everybody's funny, right?
Right.
Sometimes you just need to shut up. You don't know. And two, the fact that he shot the Black Panther diagnosed with colon cancer.
Diagnosed, being treated already.
I can't even fathom.
Yeah.
So as an artist, I was like, I get it. Like, if that's what you love to do, if you're not doing that, you probably feel like you're not living anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to give us that such memorable performances under that type of duress was, like, insane.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to leave that. I the thing that was so moving is all the great stories that people have about him.
Mm-hmm.
That were, like, same thing when Kobe passed. A lot of people had these stories that weren't public, you know? And then I was also proud of him because his family and his team was tight.
Man.
That is, I was so happy that his estate got to announce it and not TMZ.
Listen.
Not the Shade Room. Like, I'm glad 4 years of something like that.
Kevin, when I tell you these people were tight-lipped, I was too at the show when, and I found out while Precious was performing. And I literally got up. They didn't see me for the rest of the show. I got up and I had to call my girlfriend, Quinn, who has done stuff on Kevin on Stage Studios, because that was like a brother to her. He's the godfather of her daughter. So I knew that like this was a difficult time for her. But this is how tight-lipped they were. I never knew he was sick. And me and Quinn are like this. We are like this. But that's how much they protected that man's privacy and his wishes, which is what you want surrounding you, is what you want to have. So not only that, I also, you know, when you find out shocking news and you are like, you almost kind of double check with somebody else to be like, is this real? The person that I brought to the comedy show, I brought because she had just dealt with a huge death in her family. And I made the mistake of showing her my phone like, is this real?
Yeah.
Which completely killed the night for her too. I was just like, oh my. So I don't think I got a chance to like cry about him because I was dealing with so many friends that were in deep mourning. So I was more so just trying to help them get through it. But what I will say is that I got to meet Chad and like have conversation with Chad on multiple occasions.
Really?
Yes, because of his relationship with my girlfriend Quinn.
Oh,
so,
got it.
Like when she had her baby shower for her daughter, that was the first time I met him. We had a nice long conversation in her kitchen. It was right after he did James Brown. So we talked about that. I mean,
I have thoughts on that. Pin that for me.
And even in that James Brown experience, one of my other best friends from Kentucky got to shoot in the James Brown series. He was supposed to be an extra. He played James Brown's chauffeur. Chad made the director give my friend a line.
Really?
Yes, and that's how me and Chad got in conversation. I said, I just want you to know you changed my friend's life. He called me ecstatic about the fact that you were like, tell the director you won't say something. Tell him you won't say something. And my friend was like, can I do that? He was like, tell him. And then he was like, see, he want to say something. Give him something to say. So my friend was able to have a line in the James Brown movie. And then I got to talk to him again about a year or two later. I was at a birthday party with the twins. It was just me by myself with the twins. Again, at one of Quinn's daughter's birthday parties. And Chad helped me with the kids the entire time.
Chad helped you with the kids?
The entire time.
Chad helped with the kids.
Chad was sitting beside me. If one of the twins ran off, he went and got...
Sai and Kai.
They were, I don't even think they were one yet. So they were really like.
Chad was holding them babies.
Chad was like, I help you. He was like, I think this one actually likes me. And I was like, well, you handle that one then. Hold on to this one. Ah! So nobody abducts my kids. And
you already knew he was Chadwick Boseman.
He hadn't done Black Panther, but he was Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, he was Chadwick before Black Panther.
Yeah. No, he was definite. Like I said, he'd already done James Brown, so he'd already done Jackie Robinson.
Marshall,
lot of 42, stuff.
Yeah.
And he was just like the chillest dude ever. And then the last memory, and I talk about this in the latest vlog that I did on my channel, but his parents had came over to our house. His parents and his now wife had came over to our house for an event we were having. Chad was out doing press, so he wasn't able to come. His parents were the kindest people I had ever met. And so it made Chad make so much more sense.
Got it.
I was like, oh, no, this is not him like trying to make sure he's keeping up appearances in public. Not that I thought that, but it solidified it when I saw how kind his parents were.
Yeah.
And they were just sitting up in our little house in the valley, just having a good
old
time.
House, though.
Thank you.
Very
I was glad
well
it was clean.
Yeah.
Amen. But it was just like, so to know that not only is he talented and that he works hard, but to also know that he had a wonderful personality along with it, it made me more so, while I mourn losing him, I definitely felt the pain for those who were closest to him. Because he was really, we think of him as a treasure because of what he means in our culture. But what he had to have meant to those family and friends is so much more.
That's the thing that made me the saddest for him and for Kobe, is the person we know is just the person, you know, the artist presented. You know, they know, even you calling him Chad, like I don't know him well enough. You know, I never met him. I would call him Chadwick Boseman. You know what I mean? But what that person means to the people that are closer in their life. You know, like for me, Kev on Stage is a persona. You know, it's a part of my personality. But like when I'm at home, I'm just Dad or Kev.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like for my son and I and Melissa, We played Mario Kart for like an hour yesterday, hours. And like, there's no content in that. There's mm-hmm. no, like, we just playing the game.
Right.
Just playing the game. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part that makes me sadder is that, like, for those people, that's something you miss. And for us, for black people, that movie meant so much to us. And I remember being like, we doing too much. No,
we're not.
We're not doing enough.
I said, we ain't had a superhero since Mr. T, and he wasn't a superhero, okay? But that's about it.
Yeah.
Chad came and just changed the game for every, not just, and what's the crazy, yes, he changed it for every black boy and girl, but he changed it for every child of any color.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I want to, there were white kids who wanted to be Black Panther. Yes. And, granted, folk always trying to be like us, but it was still good to have something that was like, you did this so well, you did this character so well that it's undeniable. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It was, yeah.
It was great, and I appreciate the work he did. I was watching this clip about James Brown, how James Brown, when he played the movie, James Brown got into promoting his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize how I internalized that when I watched it, because James Brown was like, I'm going to cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
I'm going to promote my own shows, take the gate. I work with the radio
mm-hmm.
and give them a percentage of the show if they promote it. He went to the little, like, I saw that clip and I didn't realize, like, when I watched that movie, I was like,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like a little piece of that. I didn't act on it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It wasn't until the promoter showed me the actual take
mm-hmm.
that part, like, clicked. And I was just like, he played, I wouldn't have cared if Chadwick played literally every iconic black man ever.
He did them so well.
He, even the football movie where he played the running back.
What was that?
He was like a Heisman. Hold on.
Chadwick is one of those people, while you're looking that up, like even when I watch James Brown, that man transformed.
Yeah.
Like when I was watching him dance, I was even like, that's not a stunt double.
Mm-mm.
That's that man.
You know, did you see Major's Instagram?
Yes.
Where Chadwick was teaching Major how to do the James Brown. Major never got it.
I was like, you showing these clips of you doing it wrong, huh?
I got to the end of it. I was like, where do you catch it?
Right.
I never actually got it.
I was like, so all that work Chad did for you was in vain, is what you're telling us. You never gave him a chance to see you actually sore, huh, brother?
What did you do? He sat there for hours, Chad showing you.
Step.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you did it, you never
like
improved.
A little 3-year-old. Skittity, 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 skeet, skittity, deep, deep. Love Major, though.
Love him. Everybody knows Major, too. I can't find the movie.
I think somebody said Express.
The Express.
Mm-hmm.
What was the running back's name?
Ernie Davis. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but I will never forget Black Panther. My kids did not allow me to watch it without them. I was on mm-hmm. tour. All deaf people went and watched it. I couldn't go with them.
Uh-huh.
Went on tour.
I saw it by myself because you couldn't watch
Josh
it.
Josh went
Connecticut.
Out.
I remember. I was
we
so
were
scared.
In Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
Josh went out.
I was scared. Yeah, that place was eerie.
It was
eerie.
The hood.
Oh, man. I
didn't
to
know
watch
Connecticut
so.
Went like that.
Me neither.
No,
it get grimy in some parts. I bought my tickets, though, family of four, for the opening weekend to make sure my money was in the box office.
Uh-huh.
And I came back on Monday and saw with my kids, and we were like...
It was
Isaiah,
amazing.
Though, in all honesty, was like, I love everything about it, but... The waterfall scene, the CGI, they
it was
got a little
the CGI
lazy.
Was terrible.
He said they
top.
Got a little lazy at
no,
the top.
No, he's right. It took me out. I remember watching it. We paid premium dollar. We went to one of those bougie theaters where you have the recliner, the big comfy seats. And that was the one moment I was like, wait, did they run out of money right
they
there?
They was like, y'all
like,
still looking at
blue.
It.
Just do blue. Blue the rest of the frame.
But outside of that, it's still one of my, you know, I love some Marvel. It's probably still my favorite Marvel movie. It just has so much greatness in it.
And also the scene in Avengers Endgame, I didn't even click. The first person through the portal is Black Panther. The first person that Captain America sees,
yeah.
and you know it's finna be we back,
yeah.
is
the silhouette.
Man,
it's so good.
He walked with so much confidence and grace.
Yeah.
And Shuri and Danny, I don't know how to pronounce Danny's last name, but the head of the dorm alive, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there. Danny
the head of the dorm alive,
the dorm of Malaysia,
Walking Dead. That's what I call
two
them.
Two black women and Chad.
Yeah,
I was like,
it was fire.
We gonna beat them.
Yes,
we was down for so long, but when the black man, when the black man went away, I said, and then Danny, I said, not.
Oh, not, I was like, nope. I said, they gotta fix this. Ain't no.
Okoye, that was her name. Okoye.
Okoye. Okay.
Listen to.
But yes, I'm sorry, Angel.
No. It's listen. I cannot believe a man that young is gone. But it does make me realize that, like, you're never too young to start really walking strongly in your purpose, because that's what that man surely did.
And that's kind of all the main takeaway for me, mm-hmm. is to live my life in a similar way, mm-hmm. right? And to make sure that for however long I live, hope I be 80, 90, mm-hmm. I want to be decrepitly old. Mm-hmm. Yes. Me, I just want to be like... I'm talking about saggy. I want my balls to be on the ground. I want to flip them around and put a belt on.
That's
a
just
belt.
Not sanitary.
No. I want a belt.
Back a on a serious note, that. Though, whatever. I know I'm going to cry again when Marvel does their tribute. Oh. However they do it, if it's going to be like a social clip that they put out, or if it's going to be in a movie.
Uh huh.
I don't know. I'm already sad.
I almost watched the Black Panther, but then I was just like, I don't have enough watch in my body.
That scene in Endgame just made me be like, I want to watch him again, but I'm about to be like.
And he's good in the Captain America films too. Mm-hmm. There's clips on Twitter. He was giving Bucky the bees.
I think Winter Soldier was his first debut, yes. right? That was his first cameo.
He killed his daddy, and he was like, somebody got to die.
Somebody's going to get it.
I'm finna kill you, Bucky.
Yeah.
Shink, kill you. Right? I was just like, everything he did was amazing. Mm-hmm. He was sorely missed. I literally was kind of like, God, bruh.
What are we doing? What did we do wrong so we can rectify this, so that we can repent and get our entire life together?
Bruh, I was like, I know you know all.
Yeah.
Beginning and the end, you know, Civil War, maybe it was Civil War. They're saying in the comments it was Civil War. What did we say, Winter Soldier?
I said Winter Soldier. Yeah, I just remember Bucky.
Yeah. I was like, I know you won't put up more than we can bear. Mm-hmm. I think you have too much belief in us. Mm-hmm. And I even did a message where, like, you're supposed to give it back to God. But even, like, I was just like, my son didn't have to tell me about two... huge people passing away, like, what effect does that have on 1 year? I'm like, what effect is that having on them? Yeah. So I'm talking to Zay. He's like, yeah, I was sad. I was sad, Father. You know, Joe was like, well, it's very sad.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I just, Chadwick, we love you. You're amazing.
Rest in peace.
We love you. We love you. We love you. And we love you. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Before we get back to the show, I want to talk to you about Beachbody. Choosing an at-home workout can be overwhelming. Beachbody wants to take all the anxiety out of a workout and let you enjoy a fun, simple, affordable way to get your body moving. You don't have to spend hours searching for a program that's right for you. Beachbody offers thousands of workouts, so you can select the right type of program that'll get you motivated and start on your fitness journey. I personally loved P90X, Insanity. Those things got me right. And I'm going to get right back on it, too, with Beachbody. I got space in my home to get my body back done. And I want to sweat. I want to live. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the best shape of my life. And I want y'all to do it, too. So whether it's P90X, Insanity, 21-Day Fix, whatever, I want y'all to get motivated by celebrity super trainers, you know, like Tony Horton, Joel Freeman, Autumn Calabrese, and Sean T. Workouts for all fitness levels, including bodybuilding, weight training, cardio, HIIT, yoga, and even dance workouts. Work out as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. Right now, you can get a special free trial membership texting RR to 303030. You'll get full access to the entire platform, all the workouts, nutrition information, and support absolutely free. Just text RR to 303030. And now back to the show.
Yes. Side.
Angel.
Kevon.
Brandy.
Hey.
Monica. Angel of mine.
Angel.
What did you think? Are you a Brandy or are you Gunica?
Listen, I am the woman in the coat of many colors. That is who I am. Team Brandy. I was already before it started, before those the 3+ hours of song. Kevin.
It was long.
I was like, why is this taking so long? And we're not even here.
Intermission. And came back to 1.2. Shout out to black women. Y'all do it better.
They only
hit over a million. They were at 1.2 consistently. And that's just on the gram, because me and Melissa were watching on
Apple Music.
And
yeah, I can't wait till you get to feel what that feels like with the Keep Your Distance comedy show.
Speaking when women just distance, don't deflect this, Kevin. I'm working on it.
Yeah, but I'm saying women only Keep Your Distance comedy show is about to make you feel real silly. That's all I'm saying.
Let's just talk about it real quick. Angel.
Let's talk about it.
We're gonna.
We'll get back to Brandy and Monica. October 9th, Keep Your Distance comedy. It's a woman's showcase. Angel, let me pull up the list. Angel, Zaynab.
Tyree.
Shantae Wayans, John A., Kanellia Stradwick, and me hosting. I wanted to have Tony Baker, who has a residency on the show, on there because Tony's funny and Tony promotes. Angel and Melissa said, no, Kev, he can't. It's women only.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, but he promotes. Like, I just want y'all, if y'all want Tony off, then I want to make sure that this show sells like it does with Tony on. Angel and Melissa have taken that as a challenge.
Yes.
They believe that black women will make me eat my words, mm-hmm. which I would be happy to, because I'm the proponent of black women taking the stage crew's advice, saying, hey, let's have all women. I just wanted Tony to be able to do stand-up because he don't get to do
it. But guess what Tony can still do, since he love black women, since he love us, he can still promote even though his black tail ain't going to be in the show. You see how that works?
I do.
Ah, you see how that works?
I do.
Yeah, so.
So women, don't let Angel and Melissa down.
Men, don't let Angel and Melissa down, because this just because it's female comics don't mean men can't buy a ticket.
I was going to say men.
You should have started there. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me say men first, because men will be the ones who be like, it's just women. It will be men who don't do it. I know the women going to show up. I know what I know.
The women will show up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not making Meg host. Meg doesn't do stand-up. I asked Meg. She was like, no, I don't do. I actually do a show, and she was like, no, I'm leaving that to the professionals.
So. Meg Scoop?
Yeah.
No, she was like,
nah.
Absolutely not.
She was like, no. So anyway, men and women, men, if you support black women, be there. But anyway, back to the verses.
I did not know majority of Monica's songs. I knew 3.
You lying.
Let me tell you why. Monica did not resonate with me when I was young. Monica was going through grown woman problems.
At 12 years old.
The way she was singing, being mad at these dudes, I was like, she didn't have to take the Plan B pill a couple of times because of this dude. And she's like, I'm about to bust down your door. That's the type. I was more sitting up in my room.
You was doing this?
I want to be down. The type of stuff that Monica was singing about.
Monica.
I couldn't. I just know.
She was singing. You ain't want to kick in the door and smack a chick?
What? We don't even talk, I don't know what this is.
Somebody said, Brandy. First of all, Twitter was in rare form last night. Someone said, Brandy is your homegirl who has her own room. Monica sleeps head to foot.
No. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Monica did not. She came suited and booted. Do you hear me?
Somebody said she had Fendi on. Somebody said she looked like Lord Farquaad.
I saw that. I was dying.
But she and Brandy looked like she stopped by Erykah Badu's closet and was like, I love everything in here. I gotta wear it.
She looked like she rode the bus there, public transportation, to get to that shoot.
How you only know 3 Monica songs?
I'm telling you, I think Monica can sing her face off, first of all. So there's no shade on that part. I've never been able to, like, it's kind of like Mary J. Blige. You to really appreciate Mary J, you got to be in some pain.
You do.
To be able, and I felt the same way about Monica. I was like, I don't know this life that you're talking about. Like, I don't know what's happening, but, yeah. And I also, I've never been into the arrangements of her songs.
Really?
Like, Brandy's always had that vocal layering and all those, like, god dang on chords. You know how in Brandy's songs, you hear like 60 voices, like, doing different things. So it was always more interesting. Monica sounded like just your regular.
So what were the three you knew? Just One of Them Days, Angel of Mine, and the Set It Off song?
That's not Brandy's song. That's Brandy's song. I'm talking about Monica. That's, the Set It Off song is Brandy's song.
You're right.
It's the faster song.
I was thinking of, you don't know Space Jam song, For You I Will?
Oh, I do know that. So four. There's a faster one.
That's
can't
that black
remember.
Mommy in you.
I'm gonna figure it out before the end of it. But yeah, so I knew I was. There were so many songs that Monica played that I was just like, when was this released? Who is did this just come out? I don't know this song. Oh, I should make a move, but I won't.
Oh yeah,
I don't get down, but not the first night. Now, see, I could relate to that.
You were like, this is my life.
Yes, I should make a move, but I'm not because I'm not. I'm trying to be a church girl, and I don't want to get down on the first night.
Yeah,
church girls, wait till night three.
That's the third night of revival. We opening it up for you. I can't give it to you on Wednesday, but on Friday, that ain't more.
He rose on the third day, and that's where I'm gonna rise up this dress. But I only knew those songs of hers. So, I mean, again, though, I think Monica's voice, I feel like the songs that she had to sing, like the, you remember the whole song that she dropped? The song that she did on the thing?
I didn't listen to it.
I had never heard that song before.
Me and Melissa were like, there's a lot of Monica's stuff. I knew more than you, but there was a lot of, there was a 20 minute stretch there where they were both playing songs and I was like,
yes,
because I haven't delved in after Full Moon. Honestly, I didn't really delve into most of Monica's albums like that.
Yeah,
I'm aware of most of her singles and all that stuff. Didn't really listen to either of the I did listen to Brandy's album, The Full Moon, and all that. Full Moon is, let me tell you something, I just want
come
to say
on
this.
Say it.
Singers worship
that Full Moon.
The Full Moon album
is ridiculous.
And Brandy as a whole, real, all my time, I follow a lot of musicians. These doggone people who sing for real, they will fight you tooth and nail over Brandy Norwood, the vocal Bible. I be like, bruh, don't ever.
Right.
It's like her voice is defended like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like from musicians, real singers, the harmonies, the stacks, and all that stuff. Low key, Brandy was trying to embarrass Monica a little bit. Sing, girl.
Not even low key.
Sing, you don't want to? I will. Monica was like, girl, we ain't no group.
Right.
You sing. I was like, stop, Brandy. Get him, Doug. I was like, leave her alone. She's not finna sing with you.
Yeah, she's like, this is not what I do. I sing by myself about hoes, and I'm going to sing about these hoes right now.
It was such a contentious versus.
I was like, these women are not on one accord. They're not on the same page at all, and it had me confused. I was like, is this something that I'm supposed to know about?
Well, that's part of it. I did not know that Monica socked Brandy at some point in time. I did not know. There's a Dallas Austin interview where he talks about it. The beginning of the AMAs, before they perform, Monica punched Brandy and was like, and they were like, why are you hitting? She was like, literally Dallas Austin said, she like she was going to say something. She looked like she was going to...
Monica hit Brandy.
Monica punched Brandy. Mel sent me the article before the AMA and said because she looked like she was going... How you look like? She said she looked like she was going to say something slick. So let me just go ahead and sock you real fast before you even get there. I said, hold on. Everybody on Twitter must have already known about this. Because when you know the part where she was like, Monica was talking about kicking in doors.
Yeah.
And Brandy made that joke.
Yeah.
And Monica was like, I was like, why is there, this is weird. Right. And that's why Monica socked her for real.
Oh, and they wanted them to do a versus?
They hadn't talked in 8 years.
That's what they said.
I know.
I said 8 years? Y'all are literally from the same generation. It was you two coming up. There
My
is
whole
no-
life, Angel. They both been releasing music since I was, what, 14?
Right. Like, you all are in a class by yourselves. There's not really anybody that we can put in this category with y'all. That's the reason why y'all two are doing this versus together. And yeah. y'all ain't talked in 8 years, and we didn't know, because y'all over there fighting each other like the twins. Like the twins, see?
Big Pants and yes. Fendi.
And Beret, Raspberry Beret.
Somebody said Monica had a gun under that beret.
I believe it. She had one in her corset. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Oh, my gosh. It was just...
Was it shade to you, or was it awkward energy?
It was of all of it.
All of the above?
And sometimes it was so awkward that you would just like, wait a minute, was that shade, or was it two people not knowing how to have a regular conversation?
So apparently a lot of people on Twitter were saying that Brandy's socially awkward and like she's awkward black girl, and this is what it looks like because they've been there. You don't think so?
Nah, absolutely not. Now, what I will say is I wanted to burn that journal.
Moesha Angelo, stop.
I was like, what are we doing?
She, the first time I was like, oh, cool. By the fourth, I got a poem. I was like, girl, if
and
you
they
don't,
were terrible.
Stop doing this.
Maya Angelou, who? Because that's it was terrible. I have a poem for this. He was a frog. He got jumpy, and now he's a dog. When you want to have fleas, you better get on your knees. This is for you, Ray J. Like, it was just like, what are we listening to? I was like,
yeah, the notebook was so, she had a whole Trapper Keeper.
It was a composition notebook that you
so
get.
Big. This is not the den. This She's is like, not.
I've
to
got
the-
another thing for that. I've got another thing for that. Roses are red. Carnations are white. Behind the AMAs, Monica wanted to fight. She punched me in the face, and now she's a disgrace. Let's sing "The Boy Is Mine." You need to give it up. What? Yo, what is that?
I don't know. So usually on verses, there's some like, "Oh, I did this. I did the story." Theirs was very. I wrote this when I was 12 years old.
Yes.
I had no arms at the time.
Yes.
And I just nubbed. I stuck a pin to my elbow, and I used my nub to write these lyrics. At the time, I had no eyes. And it was tough to write music without eyeballs. I know you know. Oh, of course, I know. I didn't have teeth to sing with. Matter of fact, my mouth was wired shut. What you hear in this song is me singing, oh, this is what you want to know. And Babyface, I gave him the name.
Yeah.
He was just Face before I met him. I said, hey, Face. And I said, oh, we should call you Baby. Oh, really? Well, I was born in a lava-filled mountain. Clive Davis delivered me at my mother's hospital. Before Ray Charles could, I met him, he could see.
Yes.
And I gave him the glass. He was going out performing without glasses. And I said, Ray, you got to do something about that.
David Foster? I was his foster child. Yes. Oh my God. It was so much. It was like weird flexes. And then like contention in the play. Monica was like, I wasn't invited to do that soundtrack. They didn't call me. They did not call me. I was like, do you think, did Monica tell them not to call? I mean, did Brandy tell them not to call you?
They gonna be in therapy.
Yeah.
Post that thing. They need to work some things out in therapy. And I hope they use Talkspace. Listen, take care of your mental health too. Is a necessity. But it shouldn't break the bank. Talkspace online therapy lets you connect with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of in-person therapy. Match with your perfect therapist from the comfort of your device and reach out 24/7.
Yes.
Me and Joshy Gons here use Talkspace all the time. Josh uses it as his main therapy thing.
You know what's dope too? Yesterday I forgot I had a session, but I was out and about, and since it's app-based, I got the reminder on my phone and I was able to stop what I was doing in my car. Pull over, have the live session right there. It was fantastic.
There you go.
The Talkspace network is composed of thousands of licensed therapists experienced in treating depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, relationship issues, food and eating. and more. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. And
that's amazing.
Talkspace covered 40 million people for online therapy.
40 million
through their insurance or employer. Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest encryption technology to keep your information safe. We all need someone to talk to. Talkspace wants to give us the support we deserve at a price we can afford. Match with your perfect therapist at Talkspace.com or by downloading the Talkspace app. And don't forget to use the promo code
Righteous at checkout
for $100 off your first month. That's $100 off your first month at Talkspace.com. Promo code Righteous. The one thing I love about Versus, and there specifically, one thing I love about music in general, is it takes you back to like where you were when you heard that. Like I was saying, Brandy, I've known about as long as I can remember. She was on Thea. Remember that?
Yeah.
Moesha, obviously, her music, obviously, her career. Monica, that's the first time I learned about a woman on her cycle. Just one of them days. I was like,
one of them days.
I get it.
I do know that song. This is number five then.
Yeah. Okay. I want to be alone. One thing somebody tweeted that was funny. She said, only want to do things right. The way they used to pronounce words.
R-O-I.
R-O-Y-O-I. Only want to do things right.
Yeah.
As long as you're in the white shoes. Got its own segment.
Brandy had on uglier white shoes than what Monica had on back in the 90s. I said, what? I don't know what Brandy had on. And Brandy, I don't want to be.
She looked like, that's what poets be looking like a lot of times.
That's what I said. It's a cute outfit if you're going to African American studies class. If you're going to pick up some incense. A lot of things you could do in it, but a Versus, it just didn't make as much sense.
It kind of did, though. What she was wearing, it was totally Brandy. Somebody in the Patreon said they didn't know Don't Take It Personal was about your cycle. Listen to some of the lyrics. Just one of those days when I want to be all alone. Repeat. Don't take it personal. I know you want to, just want to be all alone. And you think I treat you wrong, okay? I know it feels like I'm doing you wrong, but I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
I understand that I'm only in love with you, the only one I need. So have no thought. I want to leave you, baby. Trust me, please. It's just one of those days that a girl goes through when I'm angry inside.
Don't want to take it out on you.
Those
90s. Runs were funny, man.
Out on you. Noah has such a funny video about 90s ad-lib.
When I swing by mood to mood. What is she? Is she saying mood to mood?
Mood.
Mood to mood.
Did she say that?
That because of you.
That I don't want to be together.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah. I sing. Mood to mood. That's when people could use vibrato. Nowadays, they're like, cut that out.
Monica said it's not about a woman's cycle.
See, I don't know. Because I was never angry inside. So I did not know. Again, I could not really.
I thought at my time in my life, I was like, this I've learned about in health, sex, and education. Totally makes sense. But apparently it wasn't. I don't know.
Somebody asked if I saw the video of them hugging afterwards. It was like behind the scenes. I saw it. Still look awkward to me. They finally stopped acting as awkward when somebody started playing music and they were like dancing on each other for pictures.
Playing that C Murder. Yeah. Monica was like, yes.
First of all, now that is my favorite song.
Really?
My sister, who was my matron of honor for my wedding, came into that song at my reception because I requested.
Angel Lakita Moore. You did not.
Yes. I'm down for Mullet. All right. For
did
the
you
cost.
Really?
Yes.
This was playing at your reception?
Not that.
Not that one. Mm-mm.
No.
Hold on, somebody.
Absolutely, that wasn't playing at my reception either. You know, Josh got this new haircut and is acting up.
He acted up. Here it is.
Hey!
Wait for the kick, though.
Yeah! Hey! I'm down for my.
To your wedding reception?
Absolutely.
Who are you talking to or about?
It was like, this is our camp. This is who we are entrusting with this union that we have just formed. F everybody else.
That's how you justified playing that?
That's hard. Yeah,
that's how we felt. And that's how me and Marcus still feel. We're like,
I love that Angel was the pastor was like, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Tankley. Angel was like,
we've married me. Yeah. Yeah, Marcus was behind me. Get it, baby.
Angel is so hood. I'm surprised you didn't connect more with Monica.
No, that was something I grew into. Monica was just doing too. She was doing way more than what I was doing.
Oh, at that time in your life.
Yes.
She was 12 singing about, somebody say that girl was 12 singing about 40-year-old women's problems on dark liquor.
Come on, exactly.
Why are you stressed out, girl?
She was, and off I was like, Hennessy. I don't know.
She was off that head.
I ain't never felt that way about no boy. I don't know what is, I can't, listen, let me just sing about my best friend instead over here with Brandy, because I don't know about this.
Melissa had more connections to Brandy too in her life. Yes. She was like, I've just been sitting up in my room.
Yes. Sitting up in my room, back here thinking about you. And then she slowly matured with me. Angel in disguise, she was. Yeah. And that was as I got older. I was like, uh-huh, he was an angel in disguise. And then she broke your heart for days and left you in the rain. That's when I could experience that, but not at 12. Wasn't nobody leaving me crying in the rain at 12? Who was she messing with?
In the rain?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Come on, man.
Be outside?
We were still getting relaxers at that time. You can't be out in the rain with a relaxer. No. It was good. It was still great. It was great to listen to, even though I was checking out almost every single Monica song, because I was just like, what is this?
A lot of people are comparing their vocally, and Versus is more about the music you've created.
Right, yeah.
Than vocally. I don't think many people are going to argue that Monica can out-sing Brandy. Mm-hmm. Brandy knows that.
Yeah.
A little bit. She's saying, she's going to sing, you know that Sam Cooke song. Real singers love to flex with that song. You know, I'm just going to bless y'all with the. Yeah. I was born on a river. In a little tin, whoa. I mean, what? You know she was, you want to take a, you don't want to sing?
She was like, you go ahead, let the Lord use you.
I'm going to sock you again.
Right. I'm going to punch you, keep playing games with me. You keep playing games. The thing is, I think Monica can sing a lot better than what people know. I think her songs are just not showcasing her. She's singing songs with Keisha Coles.
Yeah.
Like, why we?
I love Keisha Cole. My favorite.
You see me being
Keisha
real quiet.
Keisha Cole.
Women, do you love her in a sarcastic way?
No.
In a real way?
Okay, I please. Really please. Love Keisha. What? What?
You can't be serious.
Dead serious.
Even the guitar is out of tune.
I don't. I
playing with a broken string.
Love. This is Mary J. Blige Jr.
Yes.
I get it.
You don't love Keisha?
Kev, I have a hard time taking
I'm
you
dead serious.
And I'm trying to get where you're.
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough. I used to think that I wasn't wild enough. You don't love it? Trying to figure out. You don't love it?
No.
All about. And I can't.
Come on, falsetto. Come on, falsetto.
What a difference.
Turn her down. We want to hear you better. Come on.
Seeing her, you don't see me. No, it was all.
This is the part I want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Never knew what I was missing.
Come on.
But I knew.
Come on. Let me hear this yodel. Come on. She look like, sound like she's stuck on an escalator. Come on.
I love this song.
I was like,
OT Genesis remix of this was the best part of this song to ever come out.
I don't think I heard the remix.
Oh.
You
made his crip version. It's called Cuh.
Oh. OT Genesis?
Yes.
You never heard of Cuh?
No.
Angel.
I don't
run
think.
Run him.
Oh, Angel.
That.
It's
song.
The crip version of this song.
And he sang it?
It's all Crip references.
Big Crip.
He literally says, oh, cut.
This? Bing. How did that make it?
OT Genesis. This is the funniest. You got to see the video, Angel.
The guitar even gave up before he was like, this is to be terrible.
He's so hard when he does it.
He's funny.
He's hilarious. He'll kill you, though.
Come on. Because the homies told me I wasn't wild enough. Yes. But now I'm sitting back trying to figure out how to cock it.
She was so angry.
Shot my eye from a distance.
Wait for it.
Vixies. Oh, it's great.
He sounds low-key about
don't
the
you
same.
Do it.
He does. Somebody brought up in the thing. They were like, play Keisha Cole, play Keisha Cole singing.
At Noah Jones?
I was there.
Were you?
In the flesh, yes.
No, you weren't.
It was Easter Sunday. Me and Marcus were in the overflow at City of Refuge.
You were not.
Yes.
Don't say that.
I promise you.
Were you really?
I swear I'm not saying that for clout. We were there. And it was so funny when Noel Jones, when Bishop Jones brought her up, and I was like, when he said, it wasn't him who brought him up. I feel like somebody else, because he said the name wrong. Tisha Cole. We come to Tisha Cole.
That's such a Bishop thing.
I was like, Tisha Cole. And then when I look up and see her, and I was like, oh, did she not know she was coming to church?
Because
her bosoms were like yay high, and the cleavage was yay out, and the dress was really short. And I was like, oh, these women are going to eat her alive.
It was Easter Sunday 2007.
Yeah, we had no kids. This is when we could travel for church. This is when we could travel
Noah's
for Jesus.
Church is a minute from here.
It ain't
that's
nowhere.
Why we got to stop going.
Yeah, I said Jesus has got to be in the valley because I'm not doing this no more. I'm not doing
it. He's down in like Gardena, Carson area?
Go past the airport. That's what I know.
Oh, once you get past the airport, it's too far.
I was like, Lord, Lord, why have thou forsaken me? So anyways, when she started singing this song, mm-hmm. and when she changed keys within the first five words, I said, oh, this is going to be a show.
Angel has set it up for you guys. I wasn't going to bring this up because it kind of hurts my argument. It is Gardena.
Why should I feel
already in a different key. I was there. I was like.
I can imagine Angel just like, oh, no, 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 no.
I was like, okay, she landed there.
And why
I said, oh, where are we going? I said, the sparrow then ran into the glass window at the house.
And long for heaven and home.
I was like, where is the key?
I like all the keys.
That's when I think I stood up. I was like,
take your time. Take your time.
Get off. Get off stage.
Is my portion.
Oh, here we go. What? Where? Where did she find that note?
She was going through all her pockets looking for keys.
That's all right. Got it? Yeah, that's all right, dog.
Oh, she's killing it in her head, though.
Oh, no, she
knew. No, she knew she was doing horrible. Because she apologizes.
And I know.
Oh. She's like, I'm going to run something.
She's on a scavenger hunt for the key. Oh. Ah, come back in there. Wrong. I don't even know. Come off of that wrong.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
That's why she. That's
run
why
that
she
back,
said
run that back, run that back, run
that
clean.
That's why she
let's
said
that
it.
Clean.
Oh, Jesus. Go back.
Jesus, help me, please.
Help me, Lord. The Lord was like, girl.
Girl, I didn't take you from here.
Now, I did miracles. Listen. Okay? Water in the wine, I could do. Dead rising, dude. Help you be our key? I mean, I'm only a man. Only the son of man. I can't. Listen. Oh. You got to talk to my dad about that. That's big G problem. You know, I had certain powers. Oh. You know, with the spit, the eye, blind. I got it. But yes, me. That's a little JC. That.
Can't
you
do
need
no
Big
way.
G. You need to create a universe to help you with that, girl. Because JC, who girl, I'm a 10. I'm
she
a 10.
Needed the whole Trinity to come together like on Endgames, okay? All of them attacking at different times. I'm telling you, at the end, she gave up completely. She was like, he watches me. And Noel, like, she was just like, God damn it.
He knows my heart.
He knows it. And then Bishop Jones came up there and was like, y'all charge that to me. Y'all go ahead.
No, he did not.
Send me the emails. Yes, because he knew what was about to happen.
He said that on stage?
She has to be grateful this is prior YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
She should be grateful this is only the audio. I didn't want Angel to bring it up because it really hurt my argument. But this has been played in my house many a times.
I'm telling you, the fact that everybody's like, Angel, we want to hear you now. Nope.
No.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference between me and Keisha. Is that I sing when I'm ready. I don't sing when I'm not ready. Keisha wasn't ready. She sang a song she didn't know.
She
was like, why should I feel discouraged? I don't even know how she found where she went to, which is a skill all
she
in itself. She
was running through those fake like, keys.
What? Scale? B flat? B, C, D, E, I hit every note, minor, major, melodic,
I'm
going to
show
third.
You this B bumpy. You don't even heard that. You know, B sharp, B flat. Let me show you this B bumpy. Yeah, no, I was there and I was just like, and it was Easter. It was Easter.
Jesus stayed in the tomb. He was like, you know what?
Roll it back. Roll it back.
Close the door.
Just roll it back.
I'm coming out Monday now.
He said, is that the rooster crowing? What is that? The sparrow said, don't. He ain't got
that's what the rooster did when Peter denied Jesus. That's what the rooster said. I see. I didn't mean it, Lord. I didn't.
Because I'm happy. I was like, oh, Keisha. Yeah, Tisha. Tisha Cole said, Tisha.
I can't believe you were there.
Oh my God. It was like a moment in history that I will never forget. I was like, oh, Keisha. She looked cute, though.
That's all she got to do.
She probably even smelled good, and maybe she got her scents from Hawthorne. Okay? So let me tell you, have you ever gone to like Sephora and tried to pick out like a good scent?
I don't know what I'm doing in there, Angel.
It's so many.
It's so much.
And then by the time you didn't smell eight or five of them, everything smelled the same.
You got to go to the coffee stone. Then you're just like, never mind.
Never mind. If I got to smell coffee. Well, you know what? You don't have to do that anymore because there's Hawthorne.
Hawthorne.
Yes, and what Hawthorne gives you is the opportunity to take a really short quiz to find out the things that you like, how you like to smell. You know what I'm saying?
A little musky.
You like that musky?
That man, little wood grain, little deep oak.
Right. Do you like to have that clean smell or floral or sweet? And after you take that good old convenient test, they send you some personalized scents with premium quality ingredients that are just so easy to buy online, and they are luxurious with the packaging and everything. So as you take the quiz, they're able to give you questions that hopefully will help you like figure out what you actually like best, because sometimes you don't know. So they're able to be like, well, do you like this? And you can be like, no, actually, I don't like to smell like poinsettias. That's I don't like the smell of poinsettias. Do you like citrus? Maybe. Yeah. So I know for me, I love sweet. I like smelling like I am edible. You know what I'm saying? Like vanilla. I like those type of smells.
I like when my woman to smell like greens.
Oh, okay.
I want you to smell like hamburger.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to get that at Hawthorne. But you can get some wonderful colognes, and we would love for you to try it out. So all you have to do is take a quick two-minute quiz. And Hawthorne tells you the two colognes that are best for you, one for work and one for play. And they are totally risk-free with free shipping and free returns. Mm. Check out Hawthorne at Hawthorne.co. That's Hawthorne with an E. Mm-hmm. And use our promo code SK to get 10% off your first purchase. And let me reiterate, it is Hawthorne.co. So Hawthorne.co and use our promo code SK to get 10% off your purchase, Hawthorne.co.
You know what's terrible, Angel?
What?
The title of this video is Keisha Cole at City of Refuge. Mm-hmm. The first six comments or so, Kev on Stage sent me here. I'm here because Kev on Stage is foolish. I can't listen to this. I'm laughing. Kev on Stage brought me here. Kev on Stage sent me here. She right did not now? Disappoint right now.
Oh, wow.
4 years ago.
4 years ago, those are the comments.
I made a Singers Who Can't Sing video. Dang, Kev on Stage was not lying. She do sound like she dying. Dying like dying alley cat late in the midnight hour. I'm here because Kev on Stage, OMG. Kev on Stage didn't stretch the truth. I'm mad at this solo. Hey, Tom. Kev on Stage sent me here after watching his video entitled Singers Who Can't Really Sing. Somebody in the comments of Patreon said off Keisha Cole.
Oh, that's right. Off key, Shuckle. That is the truth.
By the way, if you want to support the podcast and Angel and help support us in this industry, go to KevOnStageStudios.com and join the Patreon. They get to watch this live. They get all type of bonus content. We actually had a sale. I talked about this on the Love Hour. I had a sale in the middle of the night 2 days ago on Patreon. I was giving them just a 6-hour head start before I put it to the regular world. Posted it at midnight, 12:30. Okay. Woke up at 5:36 to take my walk. The stuff had been sold out for 2 hours.
Well, and then people wouldn't have got it if they weren't on Patreon. I had
for 12 cents, Angel. 33 cents.
Oh, wow.
I was literally
giving it away.
Giving it away because we got some Here's the Thing merch coming and some other stage crew merch coming. And I get charged by my merch guy for dead stock. Mm-hmm. You know, I get charged for like a grocery store, shelf space.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And because I couldn't fit it in my house.
Terrifying, dude.
What?
No, just like you get charged for just being there.
Oh yeah, like, you don't, because if he has space for my shirts, that means he don't have space for somebody else's shirts, because the warehouse has a finite amount of space.
Oh,
so I was like, this stuff ain't moving. I'm not going on tour anytime soon. So
you already took on the liability of buying the stuff ahead of time, and you have to take on the liability of storing it.
Yeah, man, it's a business.
It's, I mean,
that's why them companies have clearance sales, because it's like I can't even put the new stuff out until I get rid of the space. Because otherwise, I'm just going to get charged for having it plus the new stuff.
I bought some merch today for my Patreon, and it stressed me out.
It's not even here yet.
You don't have to do it like that. You can do pre-orders. That's why a lot of people do pre-orders.
Should I do pre-orders?
You should do pre-orders. If you're not sure, pre-orders.
I'm not sure, Kevin. That's why I'm
do
asking.
Do pre-orders if you're not sure. Tell your audience, like Tony Baker's doing with the bakery shirts.
Okay.
I'm selling these for a week. You can pre-order right now. That way you can plug in the actual order of stuff you have.
Yeah.
But the dreams don't die. If I would have known, I wouldn't have. That dreams don't die. I said 50, 75, 75. Put it out. And it was like, no. I was like, but I purchased a lot.
But dreams don't die. This one did.
This one. I was like, So that's why I be, but now I ain't never gonna make the Dreams Don't Die mistake again. I promise you this.
So what do you do now?
Now I buy much less. Uh-huh. So if it sucks in small quantities.
Yeah.
And not, that Dreams Don't Die, I'm talking about
great photos boxes.
This is the best rollout we've ever had. Literally video, audio. I mean, we recorded a commercial.
Shut up. Give me the Black Faith t-shirt. That's all I want.
It's too many colors. What is this? Three things? Yuck. The words go up and down. I hate it. I love you, though, Kev. Yeah. But no. And I was like, but I bought so much.
I got so many.
When I took it on the road, people was like, when it was full price, they was like. They picked it up.
So why do you think that one didn't do well?
Oh, a variety of reasons. People said the designs were too intricate. It was too much. There's plenty of things. I loved it. People were like, no debit card for you.
Oh.
So anyway, that's why I do it. Since then, small.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather sell out and restock than to have high hat, Angel. Oh. I had high hopes.
Do you have any left?
There's still some in there.
I'll buy one, Kev.
I'll get it.
Get him.
I'll buy one.
Bring it in, John. Let me show it to the people. I want everyone to explain to me why they don't put it on.
I'm buying it.
Don't buy it, Angel.
The dreams don't die, Kev. We gotta believe. Give it to me, Josh. I'm gonna work out in it today. It's gonna be my new workout shirt because this body hasn't died.
You can get a shirt.
I want a shirt.
I was so happy about this drive.
Oh, I didn't know.
Look at faith. These are faith.
Oh, there's still some Stage Crew shirts in here.
No, see, you have somebody buy a Stage Crew shirt.
There you go.
I mean, I was so doggone excited about this. I was like, no, what it has is the standard, okay?
Oh, man, this is a whole story, too.
Dreams don't die. We stop chasing them. Yes, it was a whole.
Yes, perfect.
Huh? Is that large?
This is a small, so we're going to see what happens.
There's more in here, Angel.
But I was just pulling them out forever.
Dreams don't die, but this... These fat is. Oh my gosh!
I can barely get over your hair.
Let's see here.
It's gonna. I didn't know there was Stage Crew.
It might be. Ooh, it's gonna be real tight on you, girl. Woo! All right. Yeah, this is perfect. Workout. I'll buy it, Kev. How much is it? 25.
You can have it, Angel.
25. Can we bring up the other merch?
Yeah, here's the thing. Merch coming.
Here's the
we put it in the Patreon. The benefit from Patreon when these first drop, the link's not going to go to everybody else first. Uh-huh. Patreon, you get first shot. There's actually, if you've been in Patreon, there's been like the last three things I had Camo Stage jackets.
Uh huh.
The Patreon bought them before regular people even had a chance.
Wow.
They never actually were even able to go out. So here's the thing. No, I got yours. I ordered one for you. It's at the warehouse, and I'll ask him to send it. I put you guys aside. But here's the thing, merch. It'll go to Patreon first, and then once they've had a chance to get it, then it'll go to regular people.
Let me tell you, the shirt is fire, and it's also very strange. I've never seen myself on a shirt.
We can tease it in the Patreon.
Me neither.
Yeah.
No, they get first dibs.
I was just saying, just so they can actually see what we're talking about.
I already put it in
there. They've seen it. They saw it. Go, yeah. I've never seen myself on a shirt. I was like, huh.
I wanted you remember how No Limit albums used to look?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the idea I had because of our intro is so chaotic.
Yeah. Did you design that?
No. I had a designer design it, but I told him what I wanted to look like. I wanted big chaos, energy, explosions, like our intro. I want our family, the Stage Crew, people who love it. You get it. It ain't for everybody to get.
Right.
If you don't watch this podcast, you won't even understand why. Right. This shirt makes sense. So
I love
anyway,
it.
Anyway, this shirt will be dropping once we get.
Josh looked like he had a yard sale. The people will be coming.
All small. These are all small.
All small. That's another thing. People don't be small.
There's a couple other boxes too. I should have looked before I brought it in here as well.
I might just give all that away. Dad hats. I should have put that in the thing.
Oh, that look big. Is that on a bigger shirt?
3X.
Oh, that looked like a.
That's what I put on when we did the mukbang.
The mukbang you put on that?
I put that 3X on and it fit too good. I was like,
oh. All right.
Low key, I actually like the way this fits. Doesn't look like a 3X should look. Anyway, okay. Back to the pod.
Back to the podcast.
This is a very frustrating thing for me.
What is?
Meg released a new freestyle.
Okay.
Did you actually hear it?
No, because there was no link. And so I said, is this a real thing?
Yeah, hold on.
I was like, oh, okay, so she must have dropped something.
She went back to her, like, I'll release on Twitter timeline.
And I also thought that I thought we were going to go in the order of the thing.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I didn't.
It's okay. It's my fault. I should have already freestyle. It's a freestyle?
It's a freestyle.
Okay, I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling it up.
Where did I see it?
It's so crazy how much more grown she looks when she has on makeup versus...
Yeah.
I got it.
You got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, listen to it real quick.
Okay, guys. Sorry. I should have been better.
No. I didn't put the link in. Don't apologize.
So I was like, okay, maybe we're not... I was thinking, oh, he might be pushing this for...
The bonus?
The bonus episode. No. I lied. It Did she take it down?
I don't see it anymore.
I think she took it down.
She might have taken it down.
That means there's probably some legal going on there.
No, it's not there anymore. Okay. Basically, She rapped and she said, I got shot two times and I still, something about I got shot two times and I still don't stop, or something like that. Mm. And men were like, there she go rapping about being shot. Now, and basically, that's what she get. You can't complain about being a victim and now rap about being shot.
Wait a minute. So you can't use your
shade room. God dang it.
It's on the shade room. Okay.
So try not to go over there.
Man, you feel dirty now. You can't use your own life. You can't,
Angel,
you can't talk from your own life experience.
The goalposts are always moving for black women. Let 50 Cent not talk about getting shot. Let Lil Wayne not talk about getting shot when he shot himself when he was 9.
You were like,
rappers who have been shot
talk
about their real life, and they dramatize things that are not real.
50 Cent's entire career has been based off of him getting shot 9 times.
Yes. So now Meg, who actually got shot, isn't supposed to rap about it?
Then
how? I hate looking for things on the Shade Room. They just post. The worst thing is when you need something and only the Shade Room has it. I feel like I'd be going back on my, here it is.
You found it.
Nope,
okay.
This is her winning best hip hop.
Okay, hold on.
Every rapper want to talk about being shot, but don't
every
actually want to be shot.
On earth. Here it is.
Got I've it. Got them vaccines, got shot.
This might have cussing, so Joshua does.
Well, this, I'm already not monetizing this because we've been cooked since.
You probably got cussing, though. This is just for Angel.
It's cutting up. I don't even know how I'm going to edit that.
No. That was me.
Oh, okay.
They already dropped the audio.
Oh, they did? Good for us. Good for me. She's skating on this, though.
Got shot two times and I ate that.
So this came out. I think this got posted when she won a VMA. Which side note, I didn't even know those happened.
The Brandy and Monica thing apparently had more viewers than the VMA. I didn't even believe it. Realize the VMAs was on.
It happened yesterday.
No, it happened a couple days ago. Friday or Saturday.
It's literally not even a thing anymore.
Apparently,
nothing
not.
MTV does outside of Wild N Out. Actually, Wild N Out doesn't even come on anymore. I don't think since Nick Cannon.
I don't think
so. Is MTV over?
They're struggling. Wild N Out was their big thing. Like that, they had almost dedicated MTV completely to Wild N Out. But the VMAs and the Movie Awards used to be huge.
No, they're massive.
Wasn't Kanye's Taylor Swift thing on the VMAs?
I think so, because I think I remember the man on the moon or the moonwalking dude. I brought that up to say that I feel like she dropped that freestyle or whatever.
What was the VMAs?
Off of like a moment of like. Cause she won a VMA. I want to say so. Mm-hmm. She dropped something. She put that out. I mean, that doesn't even sound like an official freestyle.
That's how she came out freestyling like that.
Yeah. So I mean, that's a moment of time where she's just like, all right, I feel like I'm bad. Like I just won something. She's happy about something, you know. And like people are gonna be coming at her about speaking on her life, like something that actually happened.
And it's a free. It's an actual freestyle. So
I mean,
like,
I don't know if it's an actual freestyle.
You don't think so?
I mean, it could be off the top of the head, but apparently a freestyle doesn't mean it's off the top of the dome.
Oh, not today's lore. No. The only reason why I say it seems like an actual freestyle is because she came out of the pocket a couple of times.
Mm. Well, they were dropping the audio when she was cussing on there.
No. Just the way some of the words, like she had one.
Like she's trying to find
it in a brander. Like it was like, oh, that didn't actually fit. But in doing a freestyle, you're like,
Yeah.
Mistakes are gonna happen because you're making this up now.
Right.
When did freestyle change? When did that not?
Honestly, for me, it was during Sway, the Five Fingers of Death, and I only realized that I had heard that verse before somewhere else. And then I was reading in the comments, and they were like, back in the day, and honestly, not even back in the day, Bobito, and there was a documentary on Netflix about
Pirate Radio
documentary on Netflix, and Bobito. This is way back in traditional hip hop days.
Yeah,
and they said some people were freestyling off the top of the dome, but a lot of them were pre-written verses or unwritten verses that hadn't been released yet. So it's not the hip hop that we know. Those weren't all off the dome freestyles. They just came off like freestyles.
So what is a freestyle then?
Stretch and Bobito, that's their name.
Stretch and Bobito.
A traditional freestyle, I don't even know, because I thought new rappers don't really freestyle, but he's talking about like Busta and Nas during that era. He was like a lot of those things that they were written on paper. It was on the radio, so people couldn't tell. But it was written on paper, and they were just rapping over the beat. It wasn't a true freestyle.
So, I mean, so, Josh, what would you consider a freestyle? Because I am now confused.
I forget what it was about. 2017, I was doing some radio gigs, like editing some of their content, and one of them was a very big freestyle series, one of which was a rapper who ended up couldn't get their take correct, ended up reading their freestyle off their phone, but out of the camera sight. In the amount of science and surgery I had to do to that edit,
to make it
from
look
the different
like
cuts to make it sound like a one clean take.
Really?
Oh man. So it's hard to tell. I would say a true freestyle is if someone just like, yo, play this beat, which some artists still do this, and a lot of artists actually, some rappers that I've been around will just kind of go in and just lay some references, but I really don't. I haven't experienced like a true freestyle in the sense of like just something they just hear a beat play and they just kind of let ride.
I mean, that's all I do is freestyle. Okay.
Stretch of Bobito, Radio That Changes Lives is the name of the documentary. We're gonna hear you freestyle, Angel. I'm gonna give you a
beat. We freestyled already on here before.
I already got that.
Oh, was y'all it? Need the real, the
you,
real,
since
real.
You real. This is
MC
just the first
Halo.
Beat.
MC Halo.
Trap beat. Trap beat.
New Angel.
Set.
Did you drop, Angel?
I have 4 kids. 4 whole boys. Sitting here doing here's the thing. Got my shiny wedding ring. Got daddy gone, Kev on stage. Look at my hair and you see all this rage of being a black woman in America, cacay. All the things that they be trying to say. Yeah, I know I messed up. I don't care, you can shut up. I'm tired of all this pressure. And y'all can't do no better. Over here, distant learning. Be doing squats, my thighs burning. I be doing the most.
New Angel.
And I got the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, yeah.
I be speaking in tongues. Shut it up, Abahasa. I know the Son, the only one. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
I used to ride a bus, but now I got a little Ford Fusion. Don't be listening to delusion.
Oh,
off the dome. I didn't write that.
Off the dome, cuz. Sway, where you at, Tracy? Toe, big toe. You know you my boy, Toe. But Angel out here off the top.
Off the top. Off the top. See? That's what I thought freestyling was. I did not realize that you be writing stuff. All
right, that's a good documentary if you love rap music, by the way.
I'll check it out.
Angel, you are... I say this a lot. Clinically insane. There's something in the way your brain is wired. A plug was supposed to go here. It goes over there. There's two things that are not right. I do want to talk about this.
Please.
I do want to talk about this. Adele.
Bumba I didn't know Clot. Who that white woman was.
Bumba Clot.
I said, who's this white woman?
She got that big poom poom energy.
Yes, big poom poom, poom energy. Poom.
Adele went to some festival in London. What is it called? Nottingham Festival?
I was about to say, white people in Jamaican outfit festival. I was like, who are that white woman? And then I was like,
Angel, Adele went to the Notting Hill Carnival, an annual weekend festival in 1966, founded in 1966 to celebrate the British Caribbean immigrant community. She came with the Jamaica to the World bikini top and the Bantu knots. Yes, Jamaicans on Twitter were up in arms. The memes were just great.
I believe it. You know, with my, I couldn't tell if this was, I didn't know if it was Adele or Rachel Dolezal.
Oh my God.
That is the God honest truth. I was like, who? I know this face. Is this Rachel out here with the Bantu? But no, it was Adele.
It was.
Hello.
They were remixing her songs with Jamaican words. I mean, Twitter was just at its best.
Oh, yeah.
Man. So somebody said, I just want to address this. They said, stop calling Angel insane. She has a gift. You know how black people do.
Yeah, I get
we
it.
Don't say, Angel, you're funny. Girl, you stupid. You dumb. You a fool. You're crazy.
Yes.
That is the highest level of compliment, okay? The woman, Angel, is out of her mind, though. I literally mean the way she comes up with stuff.
Thank you.
She might not be well, but.
she might. I actually mean. Yeah. We might need to check on her. Better help. Go ahead.
So I saw a tweet and somebody was like, black Americans don't rule black society. Stop being mad for us. I didn't see black people being mad. I don't know if we have a large Jamaican contingent in our family. I know we have a lot of Caribbean people.
Mm-hmm.
Were you upset about either the Bantu knots, the bra, or did you not care at all?
I was so confused on who it was. I didn't have a chance to be like, why are you wearing a Jamaican flag on your boobies? Because I was really like, who is you?
You somebody, Petro said, me set the fire upon the rain.
Me set the fire.
Party rain, watch it burn. Big things are gone.
Oh,
rolling in
she's
the
so thin.
She did.
I am not Jamaican, so I don't even know if it would be offensive if I wore something.
Yeah.
That, so I don't. I do not know.
I feel like I wasn't upset. I'm not Jamaican, so it isn't my place to be upset or angry. Mm. I don't have hair to wear Bantu knots or not.
You should put one of your units like this.
The units are too hot. The pitch, the way she looks, she just looks so happy to be there. She's just like, mm-hmm. I love this. I think black people, partly because Adele loves Beyonce so much, black people really rock with Adele. And I feel like people weren't as mad at her as they would have been if that were another white woman.
Uh-huh.
Katy Perry did this. If Miley Cyrus did this exact thing, I feel like we would have been, you know,
mm-hmm. It's expected, though. Miley is almost expected to go this direction because she's had her moments. Adele, yeah. This is left field. She just got out of a marriage.
Yeah.
And she, I don't know if she's going. I mean, I don't know, man.
She done did that flat tummy tea, and she's over here just looking teeny tiny.
I cannot wait for her next album. I don't know if you know. I freaking love
that makes sense.
Adele.
That makes sense.
That makes
Why
sense?
Does it make sense?
Hold on.
It just does. Keisha didn't, but this that makes sense. Like, I feel like you like people who can really sing. Well, I thought you liked people who could really sing.
Keisha Cole has a special place in my heart.
Apparently.
I make an exception for that song of her. I don't know what it was. That song and So Sick. I remember we were on tour. Not tour. I called it tour. We just did one show in Chicago back in the day. I was like, we on tour.
We were on tour.
Spot date at best.
Uh-huh.
And those both of those songs are on the radio. That's my favorite Neo song. That's my favorite Keisha Cole song. And I don't really like much more
anything
from
else.
Them.
I mean, I think she has an instrument that just needs, she just doesn't know how to use it yet.
That's Keisha?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Adele.
No, Adele, I think, can sing. And I think she writes like poignant songs. That's the reason why I feel like I'm not surprised that you like Adele.
Yeah. I love Adele. I love Chasing Pavements. I didn't love her most recent album as much as the first two. 19 and 21.
You already said more than what I know.
When did you come up with, when did you learn about Adele?
I knew that song, Keep on Chasing Pavements, but I didn't know who was singing. Come on with that crispy run.
Yeah.
But I don't keep up with her. I don't keep up with most people.
You are just a mother.
I don't have time.
You don't have time. First of all, Adele's only 32.
Oh,
people born after me are just children.
Are they?
Josh was born in 94.
No, Josh.
93. Come 93. Respect the 93.
Man. Josh is an 93. Embryo.
Josh
with is, a good fade right now. An embryo with a great taper.
Josh is in his mother's womb. He's in her second trimester.
Josh, there's so many things that I hope for you when you become a full grown, just a man of a man. You're a man now, but I am excited for you because
Josh
you're what?
Josh be going 20? Outside by himself. What? He can't drive?
I had to check 26? Him. When we're on tour, Kevin be checking with him and Liz every 30 minutes.
Absolutely. Because somebody going? Will Go try to run off with you.
Go to bed. Somebody could have took you.
With your little adorable self.
With your little, you ain't nothing but a baby.
They would sell you for so much on the black market, and we ain't having it.
Them women in here, the Gonzi girls, they would have their way with you.
I didn't have family members call me about Joshua.
Did they?
Yes, I did. Yes, they full did. Legal? I mean, you're legal, and I mean, so it would be legal, but I was like, he's a wholesome man.
He's a wholesome. He doesn't want Quan Gonzalez out here.
And he doesn't. He's so adorable. I mean, I could put him in my pocket. He's so cute. Put him in. You 27?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I've also known Josh when he was 20.
Kevin.
He couldn't drink a beer.
He couldn't drink a beer. Neither can you.
By the way, do you? Can I post that
definitely
clip?
Cannot.
Are you waiting?
You can post it. It'll definitely be highlighted multiple times.
That's a good promo for it, though.
For the mukbang.
I tried a beer. I already knew I didn't like. We shot a mukbang with Angel. I'm going to post it. Send it
put
to
me. Put it.
Oh, it's already
yes,
in there.
Yes, put it.
I was trying to be like Marcus. I do not like beer. It is literally like licking a battery. It is the worst.
And I was like, I can't believe you're trying to drink a beer that he would like. Marcus could drink like melted asphalt if it was like a liquor. I was like, I can't believe that I was trying to get you something that you would like. That's why I texted.
Modelo actually was the taste better than most.
No, it's all disgusting. And you looked 10 every time you took a sip. And I told the editor, I want you to zoom in every single time he takes a sip from that.
I'm going to post this on my stories, y'all, so y'all can see it. It is the...
It's so bad, man.
It's the... It's like a baby tasting a lemon for the first time and not knowing.
It was so bad. Marcus just... Josh?
I know.
Big Modelo guy, man.
Josh, when we were in Jamaica.
I wish.
Mexico.
Man. I know.
We can still go to Jamaica.
I know. There's a lot of the Caribbean you can go to.
Actually, yeah, that's open now.
Yeah, yeah. But we were in Mexico. Josh was like, beer. And I was just like, bleh.
Beer is nasty.
It's the worst. It tastes like bread water.
It's nasty.
There are things that I like. Beer is not one of them. But I was trying. And Marcus just... I couldn't even get him open.
Oh, yeah.
And Josh knew all these tricks.
Marcus, yo, he popped it off with his ring. I was like,
y'all are men.
Because I was like, do you need something to open that up? He's like, I got on my wedding ring, so no.
I popped it off with the extra marker. I was just like, I need to stop doing this. This is.
I remember when I first tasted. such a stupid story. Have I told you, Melissa and I first took a drink?
No, Kevin.
We're still getting to know each other.
Yes, Kevin.
We were in Los Angeles. Mel, her younger sister who went to Spelman, lived a different life.
Yes.
We were like, Mel, we got the one shot thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We got of Patron. Okay. Me and Melissa was in Burbank. This is probably 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were 29. Is that 8 years?
I don't know because I know my age. I don't know your age.
I wasn't 30 yet. We didn't live in LA, so I had to be 29. Took a shot of Patron, each of us. Dark room. We laid down in the bed and prepared for an LSD trip.
What?
I didn't have any...
You really thought that was going to happen from a shot of Patron?
Here we go. All right. When's the shrooms start? we sat in this bed and we're like waiting to be taken away and hallucinate. And literally nothing happened.
What? What gave you the thought that
we were saved, Angel? I thought we gonna. The Lord first gave of all, thought. A shot. The I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to be on an ancestral plane. I'm going to be out of here. So after like an hour, I'm like, me and Melissa keep going. Hey, you feel anything? She's like, oh, I don't feel anything. Like we took an edible.
Oh my god.
You feel anything? So we just fell asleep. No alcohol feeling at all. The next day we called Mel. We were like, we did the Patron. When nothing happened. She was like, Mel was like, how many shots did you take? We were like, one, girl. Is you crazy? She's like, what did y'all do? Did y'all dance? Y'all listen to music? We were like, we laid down. And then eventually just fell asleep.
See, that's the church will have us so sheltered that we just look stupid out here.
I thought I was going to be like, sweet home Alabama. Mama, I'm coming home to you. Nothing happened.
See, but see, you did it right, though, because I'm always like, if I'm about to try something the first time, I'm like, we're going all the way in. So then I end up thinking I got alcohol poisoning because I'm throwing up and crapping out the other end all at the same time.
Oh, Angel! Just,
like trying to throw up between my legs on the toilet because I'm still crapping. Yes, that happened in Bahamas. I was like, I'm going to get, did we have to pay the all-inclusive fee? I'm going to get all of that's what's included. Yeah,
all,
no.
Those all-inclusives, man. Oh, man.
And it's low shelf liquor, bottom shelf.
They've been giving you rubbing alcohol. We were in Mexico.
Yes.
Another round. You're going to need 300 rounds.
Yeah, and I took all of them.
Let me tell you what I found out. Wine?
Oh, yeah.
You some just of need these wines.
You just need get two glasses. Bro. Or a glass. A glass
Josh,
the most.
Angel, Josh got us a rosé. The other day, he dropped it off. Me and Melissa had wine drunk, or have you feeling sassy? I was just one of them days. Get up. Don't take it personal.
Especially when it's hot out, you're already dehydrated. Oh, you're like, oh, let me refresh
myself. You think
myself.
Wine ain't going to do nothing to you. Wine be like, oh, don't play with Big Dub. They call me Big Dub.
Yeah.
Wine will sneak up on you.
I love it.
Wine will kill you. If you ain't paying attention, oh, just have me a couple of glasses. All right, keep on.
Woo.
Keep on.
I love it. That's what I love. I love about wine is after that first glass, you could just sip the second glass and you're going to be in a good place.
Man.
That's what I also love about champagne. Champagne gets me there quicker.
I get full off champagne, though.
Oh, because it's supposed to help push the food down, but I get sassy and bougie. Give me some chaps. You know, when we move here, we're going to take the chandelier. We're going to put it there. I've got visions of the future that have not happened yet.
It's like, ma'am, this is an open house.
Yes. We'll hire you to clean it. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, champagne does it. I will never turn down champagne.
Port wine. Somebody mentioned that in the comments. Port wine, didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm. You hadn't had
port wine. We went to Napa, mm-hmm. and he explained it, but it didn't click that mm-hmm. it had a little bit that dark look in it.
Mm-hmm.
Port wine is thick.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Atlanta one time. They poured port wine on ice cream as ooh, a syrup.
That sounds
Angel. Look at more tasty. The actress.
I want that.
We had a port wine in Napa. This thing was the most delicious.
Yeah, we got to go on a little wine trip.
Mm. I mean, that's port that wine thick.
When is that happening?
Is Napa open?
Good question.
Something got to be open up
Muscadine,
there.
Muscadine. I won't. Anyway, Float Millie.
If not, we'll just raid it with the Mozzie.
No. Well, so tell us about the Maserati cab. Because I was looking when I pulled up.
I haven't made my video yet. Oh. I haven't released it yet. No, okay. But I have a message. God wants me to be in the Corolla. It'll be up by the time this airs. Gave me the Toyota back.
Oh, no.
This is so hard to drive now.
I bet.
It is so... I am in a bad place.
I bet you are.
When I gave that key back to that Maserati, they took it so fast.
They said...
I was so mad at Toyota when I picked it up from the dealership.
No.
I was...
Is that going to be your car for a while? Are y'all going to do something else, Kev? Huh?
I don't know. I have to find out how much it costs to get to.
Kev.
Oh. I can't have the money. Well, Lisa said no.
Because
I can't do it.
It's not time. You don't need it. And then you don't even really know. You just want the Maserati because you know the Maserati, but that don't mean that's what you want.
I felt like myself there. You can't go from a Toyota to Maserati to back to a Toyota.
Yes, you can, because you are. It's happening. We're watching it already in real time.
You actually already did that.
This day.
Oh, they fixed my car so fast.
You actually gonna roll the windows down now so it gets a little traffic going through.
You play that Monica. Just one of them days. Just one of them days. when I wanna be all alone, when I'm angry inside.
That's no one to take it out on you. I hate my car now. Oh. All the stuff I liked, I hate. It's paid off, so that's dumb anyway.
You're like, who likes paid off stuff, owning something outright?
156,000 miles.
That's good. That Marcus told you how many that's I it? Had.
156? How old is it?
It's 09.
My Corolla had 275,000 miles on it.
My Mini got 118 on it right now.
Really?
Bro, I be driving.
Bro, he's coming from Jerusalem to get here to do this show. From Jerusalem. I want y'all to know, Josh be driving to get here to give y'all these
you
jokes.
You have 100,000 already?
118. And it's a 2015, too.
How did you put 100,000 miles on a car in 5 years?
My insurance don't know that. Hopefully they're not watching, but I be driving out here, bro.
It's not a
Josh
lease,
does
right?
not no. live close, though.
No, it's okay. definitely not a lease. Okay. I would have been paying three times the amount.
Yes. Of, oh, dear God. What
that car cost. Oh,
that's
you
why I'm scared to lease, bro, because it almost doesn't
from
make
where
sense.
You live, you
no,
can't do
don't
it.
Do it. In you the way I drive, it. I know I can't lease.
From where you live, you can't even do it. No, I was the Patreon knows about the car. I hadn't paid nothing that... I called the guy after the bonus episode. Uh-huh. He was like, you were kind of, you didn't hear what I was saying. He was saying the worst case scenario.
Oh.
So it's 4K. He was saying,
you said, sir, get
all
off
I heard was
phone.
$4,000. I didn't hear nothing before or
you
after.
You didn't need to hear anything else before or after.
But what he was saying is we're going to put a die in it to see where the cracks in the AC are. Mm-hmm. If it's cracked through and through in every piece and you have to replace the whole system, it can be 4K.
So
if
that's
it's just
what you're
one
praying
thing,
for.
It could be, I want it to be. Broken.
He's like, crack it, God, break it.
Crack it all. But he's like, it's just one piece.
Every pothole when he's
$800.
He's like, break every chain, break every tube, break every, yeah, pray
when
over
I
it.
I put that back in the garage. I was so hurt. Aww. The Maserati was me. I was like.
Was it you? I don't think you were ready for the Roddy.
Why?
You weren't.
What you talking?
You weren't ready, Kev.
Why wasn't I ready?
Look at you. Look at you.
That first time I put gas in, I was hurt, though. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you complaining about that? You can't be complaining about...
You
see,
can't.
That's how I knew I was ready for the bus. I never... I mean, when I say the bus, I mean my Ford Expedition.
Which is a small bus.
I ain't never worried about. I'm just, fill that sucker up. Go on here. Drink it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't even and look? It goes over 100 all the time. Oh. How much I'm paying.
My
all
car
the time.
Costs $35 to fill the tank. That's the one thing I love about it.
That's cute. I haven't seen that in a long time.
$100 in one sitting?
Over 100. And I just be like, all right, let's go. Let's get it. Once you get, you're going to be at that point. You ain't going to be worried about putting in premium. You ain't going to be worried about that. You're going to be like, give me. You're going to go to the expensive gas station. I'm only going to Shell. I'm not doing Arco. Put the premium. Pump it.
I was talking about this on the Love Hour. Is the Corolla an upper limit problem? Because I was like, let me keep the Corolla and be like everybody else, you know? And then I got a taste of the Maserati. I am hoping that you're like, hey, it's $4,000. I'm going to be like, got to get something else. Can't get the Roddy, though.
Mm-mm. You don't need it. And it's not, how's it an upper limit problem when it's not keeping you from being
because
productive
I'm
and
having
creative.
The Corolla. Were you talking about the Corolla or the Maserati?
You said is the Corolla upper limit problem.
Yeah, because I'm keeping a car that I don't have to. This is prior to the Maserati. Just having it so I can feel like, oh, I'm just like everything's the same. I'm just like everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because for the appearance of being like everybody else.
But I don't think I've never been crazy about like fancy cars like that. Like I always wanted my house to be crazy.
Yeah.
Until I got into the Maserati. Then I was like, absolutely, I do like this. Mm. It was just so, that thing went so fast, Angel.
And that's all you kidding about. You don't need to be going fast. So I don't know.
Fast, mad traffic
know.
Around here, man.
You got kids. You can't be out here. Yeah. Listen, the way 2020 is working, it's taking out
down,
folks
man.
Real young.
It is.
So, yeah, driving that hot box of a car you got now. It's okay.
It's okay. Like when you get new shoes and you have your old shoes, how dirty they be looking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what having this Corolla is like right now.
I know it.
It's just dirty.
But those shoes are broken in. They're always comfortable, though.
That's also true. And at my big age, boy, I got some Adidas that are so busted up, but they fit my feet good.
Listen, I'm over in here in these Ivy Park flip-flops that look a hot mess, but that's all y'all could get today in the dreams don't die. The dreams. What is it? We stop chasing. The dreams don't die. We stopped chasing
him. I mean, I just knew that line was going to go crazy.
When I saw it, I was like, huh. And then when you said later on that it didn't do well, I was like,
Did you really? Yeah. The thing was, people like, here's what I want young entrepreneurs, new entrepreneurs with t-shirts to know. Someone commenting, that's fire. That's hot. That's crazy. Love the rollout. Means nothing. It does. If they're not putting their debit card information in the website. Mm. I got the most, that's hot, of all my shirts ever with that shirt. I got the least, that's hot enough to purchase.
The layout, I think, is great. The statement, I could never picture myself wearing because it's not a positive. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
To say that, they didn't die, it's just you stopped chasing them. I would not personally. Then you just
wear that like, yeah, I gave up. Maybe that's it.
That's the reason why.
This is my I gave up shirt.
Never thought of that.
When you launched it, I was like,
I thought it'd be like a reminder, like, I gonna keep going. People are like, I'm not doing nothing. Scroll.
So then this what I would wear a keep going shirt, but not, that it wasn't your dream. That was you with your lazy self. You just stopped chasing. You stopped. Took a pit stop, huh? Your dream kept going.
I was trying to encourage myself and others.
I get what I just personally, I'm going to wear it to work out now. I'm going to tell you that. Listen, I'm going to put it in my stories, okay? I'm going to still promote.
You can't buy it nowhere.
I'm still going to tag you.
There's no link.
I know. I'm going to tag it. Listen, he stopped chasing this dream, so why don't you swipe up and find the dream that's yours? But yeah, that was
it's
the only.
Google in the swipe up. Search how to start a small business, hey, man.
Right. So that the message is still there for you, Kev. But yeah, maybe that's what it, I don't know. But I think the layout is fire. I love red on top of.
You know what I've learned in my life, though? Sometimes I be having a piece of an idea that doesn't work for, like, say, for that. If I found the right slogan and the right thing, you could come right back to the same design and it could work. So we don't take losses, we take lessons. So, you know, thank God. It's a blessing.
Now that's a shirt.
What?
We don't take losses. We take lessons.
We'll just
see about that. I'm going to reconfigure it on here. I'm going to come back and have it reconfigured. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Love y'all. We'll see the Patreon. We'll see you Friday.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. What's today? Tuesday? Friday. Everybody else, we'll see you next week, Wednesday. Follow Angel on her YouTube and Patreon. Follow Joshy on his Instagram. And follow Jesus.
Amen.
Follow your dreams. Don't buy the shirts. Peace.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together. Because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.